Good afternoon and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inspire, inform, and to motivate. Today is July 20th, 2018, and we're coming to you from our World Broadcast Studio in Raleigh, North Carolina, where this podcast is being recorded live, but by the time you hear it, not so much. We're glad you joined us. Today's podcast is podcast number 12, Moving Beyond Mere Existence. So today we're going to discuss what every podcast for Life Moments is really about, life. We're going to talk about what you're doing with yours. You know, I think this is a topic that everyone struggles with at some point in their lives. Some sooner than others, and I believe that it is probably a good thing to contemplate your existence. Are you living a life of mere existence, where you go through a set routine every day of your life? You get up, you eat breakfast, you go to work, you do the same thing, you talk to the same people, you say the same things. You eat lunch, you go back to work, you do the same thing, you talk to the same people, you say the same thing, you go home, you watch some mindless show or the propaganda news. You eat dinner, you look up social media, watch a little more TV, go to bed, and then start the same routine the next day. Rinse and repeat. Groundhog Day. Do you ever feel that way? Do you know what I'm talking about? Now, there are variations of that scenario based on your job or daily duties. You may be a mother raising kids, or you may have a more exciting job. You might even be retired. And you know, you and only you know whether or not you're living a life of mere existence. Perhaps your spouse knows. Are you accomplishing anything? You know, now raising kids to be productive adults is a difficult task in today's world. And if that's your job, you definitely have your hands full. And I commend you for your efforts, and I hope that you're successful. You know, there are a lot, and I mean a lot of people out there who's just getting by in life. They don't believe that they have any real purpose or direction, and they're simply drifting like the wind. I hope that's not you. There are a lot of young people out there looking for some direction in life. Look at the teenagers today and what they're exposed to every day on TV and social media, at school, the peer pressure, the constant bombardment of things that can destroy them like drugs and alcohol. You know, we're going to do a program on that. Kids need direction. And if you're an adult or a parent, what are you doing in your life to help them in that category? Be there for your kids. Communicate with your kids every day. Don't wait until there's trouble in their lives to get to know your kids. Be the positive influence on your kids every day. Teach them right from wrong. Teach them manners, the value of character and honesty, the value of hard work and commitment, the value of being involved in sports and definitely involved in church groups. Having some spiritual depth is so important. You know, the storms in life, they're going to come for them. Help them be prepared when they do. How about you? What are you doing with your life? What have you done today to make someone's life a little better? You know, we've talked about this before, you know, but when you do something to help someone else out, they're far more likely to pass it on and do something to help someone else. It's called exponential growth, and it can spread good deeds like wildfire. We need to get away from mere existence. We need to move forward with life, to have a life of purpose. And I'm not talking about purpose in a merely narcissistic sense. I'm talking about you doing something far more fulfilling. Something will give you purpose and bring you happiness. I'm talking about making a change in your life that will impact others in a positive way. I'm talking about breaking free of those bad habits we get into. I'm talking about having purpose and direction in your life every day. You know, the most important element for success in this category, in my humble opinion, number one thing I believe is having faith in God. This should be your cornerstone. And if you feel like you have an emptiness in your life today, you may very well. And this could be, this likely is, the thing that could fill that void. Until you've witnessed for yourself the power of faith in your life, don't push it away. Now, what else can we do with our existence to make a difference? Well, I'm glad you asked. Let's keep this simple. Going in from last week, how about having an attitude of gratitude? We talked about that. Being grateful for every breath you take. Being grateful for every moment that we're allowed to live. Take the time to smile at others and say hello. And something as simple as a smile could lift somebody's day, could make them have a better day. Why not be the person that gives the gift of a smile to somebody else? How about having a positive attitude at home, at work, when you go out with your friends? And I love this one. Stop complaining. Stop complaining and finding fault with somebody or something. We have far too many complainers in this world. I've been guilty of this myself. And it's easy to get caught up in the trap of complaining and being negative. That's not a good thing. Try positivity. Drop the negativity. And reconnect with your friends. I'm not talking about sending them a picture of yourself on Facebook or Instagram. I'm talking about real life connections. That's what friendship's all about. Too often in today's fast-paced world, we forget about that. True friendship requires connection. Being there for your friends, finding out what's going on in their lives, caring about them, talking to them, helping them, lifting them up, listening to them. That's what friends do. Pick up the phone or get into your car and do something with them if you're close enough. Stop letting texting take the place of real life connections or voice connections. They are not the same. You know, today I had the pleasure of having lunch with three of my closest friends. I had a great time, and I wouldn't for 1,000 text messages trade the experience of looking them in the eyes, shaking their hands, seeing their smiles, and hearing their laughter. That's what we're created to do. Texting, however, is a difficult method of connection. It rates about a 0.5 on the connection meter. It's weak. Connect with your friends and lift your friends up as often as you can. And I'm a little fed up with social media, and I think that combined with smartphones that we're having, that both are having an unbelievably negative effect on society at large. We'd all do well, including myself, to learn and practice the fine art of moderation when it comes to phones, tablets, and social media. Now, so that none of you have a hissy fit, smartphones and social media can be okay in the right circumstances when they take over your life and it happens subtly and you morph into a robotic cellular mass whose sole existence seems to be to hold that little glowing square device in front of your face as it feeds you constant nonsensical data bit by bit. It's mind control on steroids. Put the phone down, snap out of it. Houston, we may have a problem. Get outside, go for a walk, ride a bike, enjoy the wonder and beauty around you. It's still there. How about forgetting about politics for a while? Wouldn't that be nice? You know, life was a lot more simple prior to this 24-hour news cycle we find ourselves in. We're bombarded every day with divisive rhetoric. You know, politics, it's okay to discuss it in the right circumstances, but do so civilly. You know, respect other people's opinions. You know, make your request be known at the ballot box. Be kind to others. I already talked about that, I'm sure, but it's okay. It's worth repeating. Try kindness out. Wherever you go, it has an amazing effect on the attitudes of people around you. A smile and kindness will get you almost anywhere you want to go. A frown and rudeness will make you miserable and everyone around you. You want to be an effective human repellent? Frown and treat people poorly. You will be as desirable as a bucket of rotten, stinky fish. And people will not walk, but they'll run to get away from you. How about helping a stranger? If you see somebody in need, help them out, if you can do it safely. I love to see people helping others. There's nothing better than to see people coming together for common good to help others, whether it's a community helping another community following a natural disaster, or it's one person helping another person in time of need. And I'm appalled when I see these videos of someone in distress and people walk past them, sometimes over them, and completely ignore them. Is that what we've become? Is that who we are nowadays? I hope not. How about you? Are you helping others? Find your happiness. Find your peace in life. Live a life of purpose and commitment to truth, kindness, service to others. Lift up those around you. Take the time to listen to others, to really listen to others. Engage with your kids on their level. Communicate with them. Be the best friend you can be with your friends. Love and cherish your family. Connect spiritually. Get into a good church. Volunteer for great causes. Coach your kids' teams. Make some new friends. Visit some new places. Get outside. Eat some great food. Experience life every day. Experience people every day. Make every day of your life count for something. Stand up for truth, integrity, honesty. Stand up for civility. Don't let anybody drag you down, and don't let other people hurt you. If you're in a bad place, get out and get help. If you're hurting, get help. If you know someone who's hurting, give them help. Be there for them. If you know somebody who's sick, be there for them. If you have a problem with alcohol, get help. If you use illegal drugs, stop. Get help. If you know someone, tell them to stop. If you suffer from addiction, get help. If you suffer from depression, get help. Life is too short. to not be your best version of yourself. You need to take a long look in the mirror and ask yourself what you can do to make yourself a better person, a more loving person, a kinder person, a healthier person, more caring, a person who makes a difference every day, somebody who's not satisfied with mere existence and who won't settle for mere existence. Now it starts today, I hope. Be the best person that you can be today and every day, and watch the world change around you. See the difference that you can make in the lives of others when you change your attitude and you change the way you conduct yourself. How about embracing happiness and commit that every day of your life is going to be a day that you do something positive for other people and you commit to a life of excellence. Be a light for others around you. That's our program for today, and we're glad you joined us. I hope that you have an amazing week this next week. I hope that you subscribe to the program and that you tell others about it. Until next week.